A new campaign has been launched aiming to inspire Kiwis to rediscover their own country and give the tourism sector a much needed boost. The slogan is Do Something New, New Zealand, and it's aimed at the domestic market only. It includes a video featuring some familiar and some unfamiliar Kiwi faces. Joining us now is Tourism NZ Chief Executive Stephen England-Hall. Hi there, Stephen.
Kia ora, good afternoon.
Nice to talk to you. How are spirits around your organisation at the moment?
They're not too bad. I mean, I think the team are feeling pretty good about getting into action in terms of stimulating some domestic market activity. Clearly, you know, we want to get Kiwis out and about and trying something new.
How long have you had to put this campaign together?
Well, actually, to be honest, since level two. So it's happened pretty quickly. The original thinking, of course, for most of New Zealand was that tourism wasn't going to be something that we could do freely until we got to level one. So when the decisions shifted a couple of weeks ago for New Zealanders to be able to travel freely at level two and tourism organisations and hospitality organisations to be able to reopen at level two, it clearly presented an opportunity for us to get out there faster and be able to, you know, really start to drive some domestic economic activity.
Has your organisation ever focused on the New Zealand domestic market before?
Yeah, well, see, Tourism New Zealand is actually the oldest tourism marketing organisation for a country anywhere in the world. So we've been in the game for a long time as a business, and we've had lots of different roles in that time, both domestic and international, as well as operating and managing tourism products at different times in our history too. So we've actually played quite a diverse role as a business based upon the needs of New Zealand at different times in our history. And, of course, right now, with the borders closed, it's really time for us to turn some attention towards helping, domestic visitation.
When was the last time you ran a domestic campaign?
Well, and we've actually, well, last summer, in fact, some of you may be familiar with the Responsible Camping Work, the Safe the Driver campaigns, etc., that Tourism New Zealand runs on collaboration with the Department of Conservation and with the NZTA in those examples. So we do actually have ongoing involvement in the domestic market. But in terms of a large-scale domestic marketing campaign directly at New Zealand consumers engaging with the tourism sector, it's probably been a couple of decades, I would think.
Yeah, amazing. And is your team excited to be working on it? I imagine it's completely new for a team that has primarily looked at the international market.
Yeah, they're very excited. Look, I mean, we're a very purposeful organisation. We're focused on how we grow the contribution of tourism to New Zealand for the long-term benefit of New Zealanders. And so any opportunity that we get as a team to be able to bring our capability and expertise to bear on making New Zealand a better place for Kiwis, we get hugely excited about. And in the current crisis, of course, there is no New Zealand recovery without a tourism recovery. And so we see, you know, we have a responsibility and indeed a feeling of great opportunity to help drive New Zealand's recovery or be part of New Zealand's recovery post-COVID.
Who came up with the slogan?
Oh, that would have been developed by the creative agency that we engaged to develop this campaign.
Did they have any other ideas? Did you have to choose between slogans? Now, I've heard this is a trick. Yeah, look, this is a trick. The ad people come up and they show you the crappy slogan first, and then they show you the one that they really want you to pick, and you go, I'll take the second one. They say, well, our plan worked perfectly.
Well, actually, what typically happens in our process is we build everything we do is built on as much consumer research and understanding and insight as we can, look for a nugget of gold, if you like, in trying to activate the audience. And so the team aligned on a strategic platform first, which was around how do we get New Zealanders to see New Zealand differently? How do we get them to think about doing different things and maybe trying to explore New Zealand like a visitor to the place in terms of trying something new and different? And so that was the core strategic insight that was being developed. And then they took that away and developed a number of different creative concepts that could be worked up. And this is the one that came through really clearly and powerfully as being something that would hit the right tone, hit the right note, has the right core message. And, of course, this is the part two of our domestic activity. Part one started a couple of weeks ago with the Travel Safely content and social in particular. And now this campaign launching today around, you know, Do Something New New Zealand, which is much greater call to action, if you will, get people to actually do something. And then in the coming months, there's going to be further campaign activity to build on top of that. So you'll see more from us coming as well.
You tried to book flights recently?
I have not, no.
Apparently it's pretty grim.
So there's not a lot of capacity yet, but I know Air New Zealand are adding more and more. I have been talking to some friends who have tried to get down to Queenstown for the upcoming long weekend, more capacity has come on board since they started booking. So definitely Air New Zealand responding as quickly as they can to demand.
What will success look like?
Well, success would look like increasing the number of overnight stays in different parts of New Zealand, increasing the spend in tourism operators around the country, and actually...
Well, how much, though? Movement of people. You'll measure it, will you?
We will measure it, absolutely. So the initial measurement will be sort of simple metrics. So the simple metrics are things like, you know, commercial sales, commercial accommodation, et cetera. So did people stay overnight? Has there been a lift? Now, of course, don't forget we're starting from zero, Jesse. So, we would hopefully see some positive momentum.
Well, sort of. But I mean, you had $24 billion or something last year from domestic tourists, right? So, I mean, how much will you want that to increase?
Well, that's a great question. So in the $24 billion last year, of course, that went to zero about a month or so, 6 weeks ago. So yes, you're right. But in fact, comparing it to last year's revenue is probably a little bit of a misnomer, because obviously we don't have a previous benchmark for zero other than what we've just experienced now. So the question will be, did we see a significant rate of growth higher than what we might predict? And the prediction would be that I don't have the percentages in front of me, and unfortunately, but there will be an expectation on a growth rate now that we can travel at level two. And let's just say that that's, I'm making a number up here, but let's say that's a few hundred million dollars a day by the end of, say, June, in terms of weekend sales or something like that, and we can increase that by 1-5%, then that's a pretty substantial economic return.
Okay. Trying to avoid cliches here, how easy is it for you to measure how keen Kiwis are to travel? That's a bit of a long-winded question. How keen are Kiwis to travel right now?
Yeah, so we have. There's actually been a number of research initiatives undertaken independently of us by a number of different organisations, and we also have our own consumer sentiment modelling that goes on. And so what we've seen is a bit of a shift, and Kantar is another example of an organisation who monitors this behaviour. So over the course of the last couple of months, we've seen a build-up in people expressing an interest in travel. It actually took a sharp drop as we went into level four, which is probably expected, and as we went to level three and level two, it's been softening. So we've seen people's appetite to travel increase. And in fact, about 62% of people that were surveyed in the last lot of research suggested that they wanted to get out and explore New Zealand within the coming month. So that's quite high. It's quite a high proportion, higher than we would anticipate. Now, whether that actually converts into travel, only time will tell. But you're right, it's a really good consideration, yeah.
What's on your bucket list?
Well, I'm really keen to get back out into the wilderness a bit, do some mountain biking, you know, head to Rotorua, do some skiing either at Ruapehu or at Katrona. Bucket list things for me include getting back into Milford Sound, and I've never been to Stewart Island, so I'm very keen to get down there as well.
What about the Hamilton Gardens? Have you been there?
I have. In fact, we had a couple of years ago, we took the Tourism New Zealand senior team and some of our board members through. We had a board meeting in Hamilton, and we ended up going through the gardens. It was fantastic, yeah.
Okay. That was actually a trick question. I wasn't expecting you to answer it. Well done. Apparently, last time I was in Hamilton's my hometown, so I always try to do my best to spruik for them. Last time I was there, they said that was Hamilton's number one Tinder spot, the Hamilton Gardens, which gave me a bit of a surprise.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
Hanging out. Gardens, just hoping to meet strangers. But anyway, hey, good luck with the campaign. It looks great, by the way. I've seen the video. It looks fantastic, and I hope it works.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, that's true. Thank you very much.
Tourism New Zealand Chief Executive Stephen England Hall. Is it up on our website? It should be. Yes. We've got a link to the video in case you'd like to be one of the first people to see it. It's got all the things you'd expect. Beautiful scenery, couple of famous faces and some quite lovely New Zealanders just talking about what they want to do and where they want to visit in their own country.